In this bulletin, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews in intensive care after falling on stairs. The federal government considering a migration overhaul in the wake of the pandemic. And in sport, the AFL to consider a deeper investigation into links between concussions and lasting brain injuries. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is in intensive care after breaking several ribs and damaging vertebrae. Mr. Andrews was admitted to hospital this morning after slipping and falling on wet stairs. He says he's been advised to remain in intensive care for the next few days. James Molino will continue to serve as acting Premier while Mr. Andrews recovers. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia must think about how temporary visa holders can meet workforce shortages as the country's economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. The crisis has stalled Australia's migration program, with the net migration intake expected to fall into negative levels for the first time since World War II. The latest federal budget estimates a loss of 72,000 people from the migration intake for the 2020 to 2021 financial year, with net overseas migration not expected to return to positive levels until 2022 to 2023. Mr. Morrison says the government needs to keep an open mind on overhauling Australia's migration program.
We must also relook at the role that temporary visa holders play in meeting our economy's workforce requirements, where Australians do not fill these jobs. Rather than taking Australians' jobs, we need to instead appreciate how filling critical workforce shortages with temporary visa holders can actually create jobs elsewhere in the economy, and in particular sustain growth and services in our regional economies.
A parliamentary inquiry has heard around 80% of job seeker recipients will be living below the poverty line when the base rate is set at around $620 per fortnight next month. Australian National University Associate Professor Ben Phillips has told a Senate inquiry into the government's job seeker bill that the decision to increase the base rate of the payment by $50 a fortnight will result in a small reduction in poverty compared to before the pandemic. Associate Professor Ben Phillips says the unemployment payment was closer to 55% of the minimum wage in the early 1990s compared to around 40% now. He says to ensure a significant reduction in the poverty rate, the payment will need to increase to about $850 per fortnight.
With the slight increase we've seen in the JobSeeker payment by $50 per fortnight, there is a small reduction in that poverty rate. So instead of it being, I think, about 83%, it comes down to about 80%. And that shouldn't be surprising because the payment is still well below the poverty line, so most households who rely on that payment will still be in poverty regardless.
A court in Morocco has begun hearing the extradition case of an Australian man whose wife fears he could face the same fate as murdered journalist Kamal Khashoggi if sent to Saudi Arabia. Saudi-Australian dual national Osama Al-Hassani was arrested on the 8th of February when he arrived in the Moroccan city of Tangier, where he was planning to join his wife and four-month-old baby. Local media reports he was targeted for allegedly participating in the organisation of an activity of public opposition to the Islamic sect of Wahhabism, the dominant faith in Saudi Arabia. A Saudi court has reportedly sentenced Mr. Al-Hassani, a businessman who previously worked at a Saudi university, to 2 years in prison. His wife Hannah says the Moroccan court hasn't issued a verdict yet on his extradition and is calling on authorities to release her husband. To sport, and the death of former AFL player Shane Tuck could become a launching point for a deeper investigation into links between concussions and lasting brain injuries. The midfielder, who played 173 games for Richmond, died aged 38 last year after an increasingly severe battle with his mental health. An autopsy found he had severe chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which can only be diagnosed after death and has been found in other prominent former players, including Danny Frawley and Graham Polly Farmer. Coroner Simon McGregor says this new inquiry could launch from the work done by the inquest into Frawley's death, but he's yet to determine if the case will lead to an investigation, giving interested groups 2 weeks to consider its scope. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather now. In Perth, humid, partly cloudy, 33. Mostly sunny for Adelaide, where it'll be 27 degrees. 21 in Melbourne, partly cloudy. Sunny in Hobart, 20. Partly cloudy, 25 in Canberra. In Wollongong, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Similar conditions, 25 in Newcastle. In Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31. 31 as well in Cairns, where it'll be partly cloudy, and 32 for Darwin with a shower or two and a possible storm. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.